U.S. troops around the world are on the highest state of alert. At the Pentagon yesterday, General Hugh Shelton, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, refused to discuss how the military might respond to yesterday's terrorist attacks in New York and Washington. Shelton said, "Make no mistake, our armed forces are ready." Speaking to the nation last night, President Bush said, "When the United States pursues those responsible for the attacks," he said, "we will make no distinction between the terrorists who committed these acts and those who harbor them." Tom Jolton is NPR's national security correspondent. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Any idea what kind of military response the Bush administration might be considering?
Well, Bob, this line from the president's speech last night is really important, this idea that the United States will not distinguish between the terrorists and those who harbor them. As a minimum, that can be seen as a direct warning, more than a warning, really a threat, to one country in particular, Afghanistan. The Taliban regime that now rules Afghanistan is unquestionably harboring Osama bin Laden. He's the Saudi exile who's been linked to a variety of terrorist attacks over the years. In fact, the United Nations has imposed sanctions on the Taliban regime to protest its protection of bin Laden. And bin Laden has already been officially charged in the United States for his role in organizing the bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania in 1998. He's also been tied to the 1993 attack on the World Trade Center as well. So Afghanistan, it would seem, certainly appears to be in great danger right now of being hit by the United States. In theory, Iran might also be a candidate for retaliation, given the president's words. Iran's been supportive of the terrorist group Hezbollah, but Afghanistan would seem to be a more likely target.
Well, what evidence is there that bin Laden was behind these attacks?
U.S. officials aren't saying much at all in that regard. Now, Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who's a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, is being quoted today as saying he was told in a briefing that electronic intercepts have showed that representatives affiliated with Osama bin Laden over the airwaves were reporting that they had hit two targets, but that can't be confirmed. At this point, the most significant evidence against bin Laden is really simply the point that the attacks yesterday required such careful coordination and planning and organization that only a sophisticated, well-financed terrorist network like bin Laden has been shown to have could carry them off. And so that just by itself points to the bin Laden organization, but it's way too soon to conclude that bin Laden was responsible. We just can't say that.
In the past, the United States has responded with precise missile strikes against sites alleged to be linked to terrorist activity. Should one expect more decisive military action in this case?
I think so, Bob. You're right. After the embassy bombings in 1998, the Clinton administration ordered missile attacks against what they suspected was a bin Laden training camp in Afghanistan. Of course, those strikes did not have much success. An attack this time would, in all likelihood, be far more comprehensive, not only given the president's words last night, which of course laid out a much broader target as a possibility, but also the scale of the attacks yesterday. The Pentagon spokesman said yesterday that these should be seen as a full assault on the United States of America. And incidentally, we might point out that an ABC Washington Post poll that's out this morning shows very broad support for essentially going to war against countries involved in terrorism, something like 90% of the Americans supporting military action.
NPR National Security Correspondent Tom Jolton.